My most fervent wish during the COVID-19 pandemic was twofold. One, that it end. Two, that it not impart any damn lessons. I can't stand when horrible and senseless things happen and people insist on finding some neat takeaway to make sense of it all. Despite my resistance to learning anything from this nasty demon of a virus, it did help crystallize one thing for me. You'll snort when you hear it because it's incredibly obvious. My realization was this. I really, really, really need my friends. No man is an island. We all know this. Although for many years of my childhood, I thought the expression was, no man is in Ireland. And it confused me greatly, particularly when said by a man in Ireland. But I still nodded wisely when I heard it. So true. No man is in Ireland, I would agree, my little eyes darting around in confusion. I have one brother and six sisters, you see, and the thing about my siblings is that they count as friends too. I had no idea what that meant for my friendships with people who were not related to me until my friend Claudia told me exactly what it meant. You don't really need friends because you have your family, she said. Oh, I doubt that's true, I told her, knowing in an instant it was true. I was worried I'd hurt her feelings if I confirmed it. She smiled, knowing me well enough to spot a lie. It's fine, Maeve. It's not a bad thing. I wasn't always best friends with my siblings, certainly not as a child. I had running battles with both my older sister and my closest in age younger sister. My older sister was a stealth bomber, quieter and cleverer than I. When my family took a day trip to Middleton, a town 30 minutes drive away, they accidentally left me behind. That day, we spent a long time in a carpet shop. I was about six and I didn't notice the rest of my family leaving, immersed as I was in the swirling floral rugs of the 1980s. When I did notice, I couldn't believe it. I remember walking around the shop through the long swinging halls of hanging carpet, unable to comprehend that they were all gone. Just like that, all those siblings and both parents had vanished. Because we were in the same classroom in the same school growing up, and we only really went on playdates together to cousins' houses, I'd never been without a family member before in my life. I decided to stand very still and hope nobody noticed me, convinced I would get in trouble with the shop owner for being there alone. Nobody noticed my presence in the shop or my absence in the car. Well, eventually they did, otherwise I wouldn't be writing this book. I'd be the heiress to a rug fortune, having no doubt been adopted by the carpet king of Middleton. As my family pulled into the driveway after a successful outing, no money spent, 3 hours passed, zero fights in the back seat, my mother realized I wasn't there. Where's Maeve? She asked. My nine-year-old sister replied, a little too calmly, Oh, Maeve, she's back at the carpet shop. As if I was her interior designer, and she'd left me there with her credit card to pick up a rug she was too busy to select. As small girls, she and I shared a room with our two younger sisters, sleeping in two sets of bunk beds. With an average of 2 years between us, I seem to remember we were all around the same size and we shared some clothes like socks and underwear. We would fight about that, but she was always ahead of me in the smarts department. She learned how to spell first, a skill I was insanely jealous of. G-O-T-O-S-L-E-E-P, she would hiss when I wouldn't stop talking at nighttime, and I'd beg her to tell me what it meant. Go to sleep, she'd say. And I'd promise to go to sleep if she'd just tell me what she had spelled. She was a high-achieving and extremely good child, doing everything she could think of to help our mother. This annoyed me, and I annoyed her. I was lazy and funny, like now. While she swept the stairs and looked after whatever baby needed looking after, I'd play outside and make my father laugh as I helped him shape concrete into bricks. It's really not advisable to have children handle concrete, what with the lime and all, but it was really satisfying work.